This is Coach JC, and you are listening to the audiobook, Fit First Responders. Be your best physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to be fit for duty and fit for life. To all of the finest, bravest, toughest heroes, our first responders. Thank you for your self-sacrificing commitment to protect and serve the communities of our great country. We honor you, recognize you, and thank you for being you. The four words. I am so excited for you. Yes, you. What you are about to accomplish in the next 25 weeks will be a tremendous undertaking, radically transforming your mind, body, and spirit. Coach JC has developed a manual to help you win at life. That's right, a manual to help you win at life. I came to Fit First Responders in November of 2015, and I was broken. I was 30 pounds heavier than I am today. I was stressed out over the small things in life that I should have never let affect me. My mindset was as weak as my physical body at this time. But that all changed the moment I walked through the doors of our gym and met Coach JC and his incredible coaching staff. I knew in my heart I was letting my fellow firefighters down because of my physical shape. I was also letting down my community. The same community I swore to protect with my life. The community that was paying me to be the best shape physically and mentally. They expect an Ironman triathlete to be their firefighter. And what they were getting at that time was a middle-aged, overweight liability. I knew better and had always been in good, actually great shape over the course of my career. But at the time, I was not taking care of myself. I was missing the point of why the public was paying me to be a public servant. I had no self-discipline. I had become a chief officer in my organization, but I couldn't even lead myself because of my physical and mental state. That's not what the public expects. They expect the best, and I knew in my heart that I was letting them down. My life transformed once I began my journey with Fit First Responders. FFR. I was not only getting in better shape physically, but my mental game was also coming back. I was motivated again to be the best version of me, as well as the best public servant to my community and organization. The positive message and learning that my mindset is really up to me started to change the way I emotionally handled both my personal and professional life. I have heard and read this old Native American story that says a person has two wolves inside of him. The wolves represent good and evil, and whichever wolf you feed, the stronger that wolf will become. If you're feeding the negative, bad, evil wolf all the time, what you will get are the negative outputs in your performance and your view on life. However, if you feed the good, positive wolf, your return on investment is a winning mindset that can exponentially change the way you live. Coach JC has put together a program to help you be successful in all areas of your life. And in the next 12 to 25 weeks, if you follow the principles of this program, I promise you will see positive change in your life. Change will not happen if you don't completely buy in to the program. I would encourage you to read each chapter, maybe twice or even three times, and do the work at the end of each chapter. If you commit to these principles and Coach JC's program, I promise you will live a more authentic life than ever before. Plus, you will win at life and be the best version of you. Respectfully, Chuck French, District Fire Chief of the Tulsa Fire Department. Now I want you to hear from Major Travis Yates, the editor-in-chief of Law Officer Magazine. If you ever tried to get into shape like me, eat better, or work on a positive mindset, then you are fully aware of not only the difficulty of accomplishing those things, but also the myriad of schemes that are out there trying to get your attention and your money. It is an overwhelming proposition, or at least it was for me up until now. Fit for life can literally change every aspect of your life. It starts with what you hold in your hands right now. The 25 chapters of this book will give you a step-by-step playbook to guide you in exactly what you have to do, not only today, but what you must do forever. If you don't believe what I'm saying, then I dare you to open up these pages and discover what will be the beginning of a new life. It starts with the four pillars and then outlines a game plan that is easy and progressive to follow. By following one chapter a week, you will build on lessons that will change not only your body, but your mind as well. In just a few weeks, you will see progress that you never thought was possible. I understand if you're just a little cynical at this point. I was you just a year ago, but very likely much worse. I was losing in life in just about every way you could imagine. But then I started Coach JC's program with week one, and I just believed in the process. When your body, mind, and even your friends tell you to stop, I promise you that if you just continue, it will all change just like it did for me. This book and FFRonline.tv brings everything that I did that made my transformation possible directly to you. This is not a theory or a way to make money. Fit for duty, fit for life is a proven method to make your life everything that you thought it should be. I encourage you, just turn the pages and let Coach JC in his words change your definition of normal forever. Once again, that's Travis Yates, the editor-in-chief of Law Officer Magazine. And if you're ready to ultimately be fit for duty and fit for life, here we go. I'll never forget the day in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when the news came across my phone that a local police officer had taken his own life. One of the finest and bravest heroes committed suicide? What? What was the first word that I could recall at that time running through my mind and saying aloud? What? Then I asked myself one simple question. How? How does a hero, the finest and bravest, get to this point? Sitting there in my truck with a heavy heart, I contemplated what was to be said that day when I walked into the Fit First Responders headquarters and faced over 500 first responders who had just heard the same news as me. I remember it like it was yesterday. No. As I sat in my car outside the training facility, I cried out in pain for this young man and the family he left behind. I cried out with a heavy heart for his friends and his colleagues in uniform, many of whom I knew personally and would be interacting with that very day, even in the next few minutes. The training sessions that day went on like usual. High energy, hard work was put in, but it was just different. The feeling in the facility was just different. You know that feeling when no one knows what to say and time just passes by. The job gets done, but there were heavy hearts. There were all kinds of emotions that day. Many of the regulars didn't even show up. They were grieving for their brother in blue. I'll never forget the words spoken to me by another first responder that day. He said, "Coach JC, I believe that if that officer had been a part of the Fit First Responder program, he would be alive today." That hit me hard. Man, guilt ran through my mind and bombarded my soul. Why was he not a part of the FFR program? That day, I made an oath to over 500 first responders from over 40 different agencies in our FFR program. From that day forward, myself and my team would do a better job assuring that every first responder, every hero, would have the opportunity to be fit for duty and fit for life. This police officer who took his own life was not a part of our FFR program. I didn't know him well, though I'd crossed paths with him on a few occasions. But I did believe what his fellow officer said. I believe that if that officer had been a part of our program, he would be alive today. Just a few weeks later, I actually had a personal friend of mine take his own life. I write this book today, not because it's some job for me. This is a calling. I am on a mission. My team is on a mission. And that's to fulfill the oath that we made that very day. We will do our best to assure that our nation's heroes, our first responders, just like you, have the opportunity to be fit for duty and fit for life. You say, come on, Coach JC, what makes you think the FFR program would have saved his life? I'll share that answer with you in the next few pages. But first, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Was I the best version of me today? Let me repeat that for you. Were you the best version of you today? Think on that, and we'll get back to that in just a few minutes. Man, I got to tell you, hero, I have been blessed and privileged to work with our nation's finest and bravest and in helping them be fit for duty, but most importantly, in helping them be fit for life. Man, I have become a student of human nature, learning what makes the finest and the bravest the finest and bravest. It is in the title. It is in the pride of wearing a badge. It is promoting in rankings, and that's not what it is. Many first responders become one of the finest and bravest the day they graduate and walk out of their agency's academy. But they're young and ambitious and have a hunger to be the best and fight that good fight on the streets. You've been there. With this fire and this passion to be a great first responder, this fire to save the day, they jump all in and invest everything they have in their profession. They start to sleep and breathe it. It starts to become who they are. Then all of a sudden, they wake up one day and wonder, how did I get here? Being a cop has changed my life. It's just changed me. It's changed who I am. I only have to put a few more years in as a firefighter. Man, and then I'm out of here. I just can't wait to retire. That's the mindset. That's the attitude of many of our finest and bravest right now. What happened to the fire, the zeal, the I'm a hero, about to save the day mentality, the Superman mentality? You look in the mirror one day and don't even recognize that hero any longer. You gave so much to the profession, the team, but you forgot about the MVP. You poured so much in, but forgot to get filled back up. Your body's broken physically, maybe. Your marriage and relationships have suffered or maybe even be dead. As a parent, you are non-existent. You are broken, but your pride won't let you show it. Oh, I'm the baddest. I'm the toughest. I don't show weakness. I've heard it before. Your type A personality doesn't allow you to share this with others, so you carry on day after day and put the badge on and play the hero role, but deep down inside, you are drowning, hoping and wishing for somebody to come in and rescue you. You just know there is more, and you desire to be more, but you're growing bitter, you grow angry, and you actually build up some resentment towards the job because you feel it robbed you of who you were called to be. This leads to a lack of self-esteem and low self-worth. Shifts feel like they're getting longer and longer and never ending. You're sleeping less. Poor nutritional habits are your norm now. And lack of exercise leads to a sedentary life. Your emotions start to control you and you start to act on how you feel. Your low sense of self-worth easily affects other areas of your life. You start to withdraw from the family and the people closest to you. You just do your job and try to decompress on your weekends or your days off so you can once again come back at the next shift and repeat. Retirement draws near and the possibility of you becoming a statistic is real. The average mortality rate of our nation's first responder is only 62 to 64 years of age. Trying to keep up with the Joneses has hurt you financially. Debt has set in. When you used to be excited to get home after work, you are now going to the bars to wash away the sorrows. Church used to be a Sunday ritual with the family. Now it's an Easter and Christmas only event. You are using other things and addictions to mask the real problem. And it has become a cycle. Now you're in so deep, you don't even see a way out. You say, Coach JC, how do you know this, man? You're speaking to me. Because I've personally been there. I had a story that I created for myself. Man, I was going to be a collegiate basketball player, not a first responder like you. Until the day I ended up face down in a 600 square foot apartment, contemplating if I was going to go on with my life. We all have that story. You know what I'm talking about. That we have created for ourselves and our lives. So what happens when it's turned upside down and is not going the way we had planned? I've coached thousands of people who have been there just like you or just like I was. I've coached thousands of your very own, the finest and the bravest who have been there and some who are there even today in life. You are a human being. You're a human being first. Before you're a first responder, you are a human being. It's normal. The only difference is you see more in a week than the average citizen and person sees in their lifetime. You may be going through it right now in life, and every day you are doing the rescuing, but deep down inside, you are the one needing to be rescued. Your story may not be as dramatic as our hero who took his life, but you may just want to be more and achieve more in life, on and off the job. One thing I know for sure is that as a first responder, you deserve better than an average life or a mediocre life. You deserve the greatest life. You are the finest. You are the bravest. And you should live each day to the fullest. You are human. You're a human. Of course, you are going to have the normal problems everyone else faces. You are going to go through the trials and the tribulations of life, the stresses, the ups and the downs. It's all good. You're not alone, hero. I want to challenge you right now. Your identity is not in who you are as a first responder. It's in who you were created to be. Now, let me repeat that because so many times this is hard for a first responder to grasp. Your identity is not in who you are as a first responder. It's not in your job. Your identity, yes, it's in who you were created to be. Man, you're on this earth with a purpose. You are here on purpose. And so many times we are fooled into believing that the things that happen to us control our lives, that the events, the circumstances, and the environment we are in have shaped who we are today. This is true if you allow it to be. But I want you to hear me right now. Those things do not make you who you are. Their effect is only as strong as your belief in what they mean to you and how you respond to them. Is it possible to break the cycle? You say, Coach JC, what cycle? Well, how about the divorce rate at an all-time high? Suicide at an all-time high? Substance abuse at an all-time high? The mortality rate, 62 to 64 years of age. The cycle of first responders being average and not being their best. The answer is yes. The answer is for you to be your best. For you to be fit for duty and fit for life. That is why I wrote this book, hero. To provide you with a game plan to be fit for life. When you first saw the book and saw the word fit on the cover, you probably thought this is all about physical fitness. But being fit goes way deeper than that, my friend. This is about you being the best version of you. It's about you maximizing your God-given talent on this earth. Back to the powerful question I posed earlier. Was I the best version of me today? Were you the best version of you today? Not was I good? Not did I survive? Not thank God I just made it through the day? You're a hero. You deserve to be your best. Was I the best version of me? You see, when I made that oath to ensure that every first responder has the opportunity to be fit for duty and fit for life and have access to FFROnline.tv, that is what it was all about. Providing the heroes of our nation the opportunity to be their best. To win, yes, on the job, but to win in life. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, professionally, and financially. And in this book, I will not provide you with the step-by-step instructions in the way to train in any of those areas, but I will rather provide you with the game plan to ensure that you can and will win in all of those areas. Every action originates with a thought. And just like you train your body, you train your mind. And that, my friend, is how you ultimately become fit for life. That is what FFR does. We are in the business of personal development of our first responders. When that hero took his life, I remember meeting after meeting, being held within departments and agencies with people talking about how to prevent what kind and this kind of thing from happening again. My question was different. I asked, why did this happen? The answer is simple. Many agencies spend a tremendous amount of time developing the first responder, training you, them, in the skills needed to perform their job. I think we would all agree that that's a large amount of time and it should be invested into the tactical side, the training first responders to be their best on the job. But when are we developing the human being, the MVP? When's the last time you walked into a squad meeting and were provided a plan to be your best in life, off the job, outside of the job? When's the last time you had a huddle with the team at shift change to not only discuss winning on the job, but winning in life? When's the last time as an agency spent time providing the skills to our heroes to help them win in their physical body, in their relationships, in their spiritual life, in their mindset, and in their emotions? You are the finest and the bravest. You deserve the best. You are the baddest and toughest, but let's not forget, you are a human being first. It's not your agency's fault. Listen, I don't blame the unions. I don't blame the agencies. This is not what they do. They're not in the business of personal development. This is not their responsibility. They don't believe it is. They're not in the business of personal development. They're in the business of developing first responders. But people perish for lack of knowledge, and this is why FFR was created. I have been blessed to spend time in squad meetings, shift meetings, at stations and departments as a coach, a friend, and just as an observer. And I know that FFR is the missing link to creating the winning agency. With FFR, you will see sick days decrease, team morale and teamwork improve, healthcare premiums go down, more efficient first responders on the job, but most importantly, as an agency, you and a leader will leave a legacy. With FFR in your agency, you can know that you are not only developing great first responders, but great human beings who now have won in life. I choose at FFR to make personal development a high priority for our first responders. Because if you truly want to have the strongest, greatest first responding agency, I know you must build and train up the human being first. You eliminate the weakest links by raising the standard of a first responder's personal life so that they can bring their best to the job. Build up the best human beings, and when they are winning in life, it'll allow them to truly be their best on the job. How do I know? Because this is real life, and in real life, it is impossible to be your best at something when your body is broken and your mind is focused on the stresses of life. As much as you want to leave your baggage at the door, you bring it to the workplace and it affects your performance on the field. Man, I saw the best cops, the best firefighters, the best medics and National Guardsmen on point. But as human beings, many of them were losing in life. They needed a game plan to be on point in the other areas of their life off the job. That game plan could be the difference between life and death. A hero doesn't wake up one day and just take his own life. It's day after day of losing that eventually becomes too much to cope with. Most agencies have a psychologist on board or at least available for their first responders. I'm all about these professionals being in place because many heroes use them when it hits the fan. But I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about putting in place a solution before the problem escalates. My goal is for FFR to be the prehab. Prevent it now so we don't have to rehab it later for our heroes. FFR has become therapy for many first responders in our nation. It has become rehab. It has become family. It has become their go-to in order to help them grow as a human being and win in life. And I love that. You hear it said all the time by first responders. The goal at the end of the night is to go home to my family. What does that mean? Man, it's to go home safe. I don't want to get killed. But let me ask you one question. Once you get home, then what? Many first responders are bringing their job-related issues home and it is affecting their families and life outside the job. What good is it if we have a department filled with heroes and from the outside it looks like we are winning, but many members of the team are really losing in life? Suicides, heart attacks, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, broken marriages, fatherless children, and goals and dreams left on the table are unacceptable for you as a hero. This is why this book was written. To develop the human beings who are our first responders. This book is to provide you with a game plan to win in life. To provide agencies with a game plan to help develop the human beings parallel to developing the first responder. What good is it if you as a hero are winning on the street but losing in life? Now is your time. If you want to be more and achieve more in life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, professionally, financially, in any area, then this is the game plan for you. If you know a first responder, I need your help in getting this game plan in their hands as well. We're one big family. I want to thank you for the opportunity over the next few minutes or hours or chapters to be your coach. And here is to you ultimately being fit for duty and fit for life. All right, hero, we're about to just jump into the fit for duty, fit for life game plan. At the beginning and the end of chapters, you will see winning stories. You can see those winning stories, first responders just like you that have gone to the through the programs, have had amazing breakthroughs on and off the job. And I want to encourage you, get over to FFROnline.tv so that you can view many of those fit for life stories as we call those. But now it's ultimately time to dive in to your game plan so that you can be fit for duty and fit for life. The four pillars to be fit for life. You are the finest. You are the bravest. You are the toughest. You are the baddest. As a first responder, it's your obligation to be fit for duty. You are a warrior, and every single day, you must be ready for battle. In the world we live in, it is absolutely crucial for you to be on your A game at all times when on duty. Why? Because your life is on the line. That is why we created your four Fs to be fit for duty and our FFROnline.tv community. But it doesn't stop there. At Fit First Responders, we are committed to equipping you to be your best, fit for duty, and fit for life. You deserve to be the best version of you that you can be. But many times, the stresses of your job can take away from being your best when you're off duty. The fact that you are taking the time right now to listen to this audiobook and go through this program tells me that you want to win more and be your best. As a first responder every day, you witness the power of choice. You know how one decision Just one decision can radically impact someone's life, for the good or the bad. One choice, one decision can change your life forever. Sometimes we make decisions or fail to make decisions that over time lead us to a place we don't really want to be, to that place where we may not even recognize the person in the mirror any longer. Then we ask ourselves, how did I get here? You are the real hero, right here in our country, on our streets, every single day, fighting a good fight, and you deserve the best. You deserve to be fit for duty. You deserve to be fit for life. And fit for life is about you maximizing your God-given talent on this earth. What good is it if you are great on the job, but you are losing in other areas of your life? Sadly, this is a reality for many of our first responding heroes. That is why this program was created. The program is a game plan to provide you with a game plan so that you can win in life. The four pillars, the four F's, were created to provide you with four pillars so that every single day you can choose to be your best by becoming fit for duty and fit for life. Being fit is about being the best you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, professionally, and in your relationships. You will create the right wins with improvements in your focus, in your food choices, in your fitness, and in your family. I have been blessed and privileged to start Fit First Responders, the nonprofit, and FFRonline.tv, a foundation created to improve the health and work performance of police officers, firefighters, National Guard, and EMSA workers. As a first responder, you are so important to our communities. And as you keep us safe, and I am honored now to keep you safe and help you win more in life. Pillar number one, focus. Being fit for duty, fit for life, takes the right focus. You focus on what you desire, and what you focus on is what you go and get. It all starts with your mindset. Just like you train your body, you must commit to train your mind. Starting today, I want you to shift your focus to what is right in your life and no longer focus on what is wrong. Focus on thinking like a winner. Focus on speaking like a winner and acting like a winner. No matter how you may feel at the moment, you've got to start to think, speak, and act like you are fit for duty and fit for life. This 25-week game plan will help you train your mindset so that you can ultimately be fit for duty and fit for life. Fitness. As a first responder, you have to be as fit as you can be. Building the strongest physical, mental, emotional, spiritual you that you can be. You must be fit in all areas to win in life. Man, I meet firefighters and police officers and first responders every day who are losing in their physical body, and it's affecting their performance on and off the job. Not you, not any longer. Today, make the decision to become the most fit you. It takes a fit, strong you to ultimately be fit for duty and fit for life. Man, we have created the only community for first responders to be fit for duty and fit for life, with daily online first responder specific workouts for all fitness levels and all abilities. Man, get over to FFRonline.tv and become part of our winning family. Food. With the stresses of your job, it is crucial that you use food for its main purpose, to provide life to your body so that you have the clarity and focus you need to perform at the highest level. Man, I created Coach JC's 10 Habits to Win in Your Nutrition to help you do exactly that. Starting today, make the decision to eat food that will provide life to your body. Being fit for duty, fit for life, requires a commitment to make good food choices. Man, at FFRonline.tv, we deliver to you the nutritional coaching, recipes, meal plans, and online community so that you can win in your eating habits. Family. Every successful team has players who choose to be their best at their position. The best teams become close, like family. They choose to work together to execute a game plan so that they can accomplish one common goal. As a first responder, you are part of a team. Your department is your team, your family. The other first responders in your city, they make up your team, your family. It's important that each player is their best and makes the other players on their team their best. Iron sharpens iron. And at FFROnline.tv, we created a community where first responders can build the right relationships to help each other win in life. As of this writing or recording of this audiobook, we have over 500 first responders from over 55 different agencies participating, with more joining the community every single day. We are honored, we are blessed, and we are privileged to serve you. You can have anything you want in life when you are surrounded with the right people in the right environment. Starting today, choose to be the best team player you can be and make those on your team their best. Starting today, welcome accountability in your life to make you the best version of you. To be fit for duty, fit for life, it takes teamwork within the family. And during your 25-week program, you will work as a team to win as a team. Take action now. Hey, before we go on any further, there are two things you need to do right now before you start your Fit for Life game plan. Number one, become a part of the FFROnline.tv family. In the book, I'm going to give you a personal development game plan so that you can win in life. But online, we have the entire Fit for Duty community game plan. Get over to FFROnline.tv, sign up for your 20-day free trial. This is the community built exclusively for first responders. And number two, get over and join us over at the Facebook page. Over at our Facebook page, we dish out daily content from motivation to inspiration to empowerment to the actual workouts you need to be fit for duty, fit for life. This is a community for first responders, our professional coaches, team chiropractors, physical therapists, psychologists, dietitians, our combative team, and many more experts are there to help you win. And we continually post amazing updates and tips. And first responders from all over the country share ideas and network right there at our Facebook page, Fit First Responders. Hero, this program was created to ensure that you are fit for life. The program is what you make of it. So Fit for Life holds whatever meaning you choose to give it. It's about you being your best, and we've talked about that already, and it's about you winning in all areas of your life. Your mindset is a powerful thing, as every action starts with a thought. In this program, the focus pillar and the family pillar will teach you how to be fit for life by changing your thinking. Think of it as having your very own life coach. I've been blessed to serve as a life coach for some of our nation's top first responders from all different rankings. From my experience in the field, I've developed this program to assure that every hero out there has the opportunity to win in life. This is the ultimate personal development program, life coaching program, mentorship and leadership program, all in one, just for you as a first responder. Over the next 25 weeks, you will learn how to become mentally strong, think big, break through limiting factors, create wins, and ultimately be fit for life. You'll be coached to be your best, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, professionally, financially, and you'll be encouraged to maximize your God-given talent on this earth. Fit for Life is about you living the abundant life. It's about discovering your identity, knowing your value, and living each day to the fullest with fun and joy as you walk out your purpose and mission as a first responder. Who is this game plan for? This game plan has been created for you, the first responder. The first responder who wants to be better in any area of life. The training academy. We have training academies using this game plan. The academy that wants to not only put great first responders on the street, but also develop great human beings as well. The chief, the leader who wants his team, his department to create unity and build team camaraderie. The leadership out there, the leader, you, the captain, the sergeant, the corporal, and so on, who wants to have a game plan for the team to follow, to raise the culture of the department, setting higher standards, and investing in the lives of their first responders. That's who this is for. Well, you say, Coach JC, how is this all going to work? How does this program work? Well, here it is. It's very simple. There are three ways you can effectively implement the Fit First Responder program. Execute one lesson every day for 25 consecutive days. Or you can execute two lessons a week for a 12-week game plan. Or you can make it a 25-week game plan by implementing just one lesson, one chapter each week. Man, the third option is how I recommend implementing the program. And many departments and agencies have utilized this format very successfully with their teams. Kick off each week with 15 to 30 minutes of a team huddle before shift starts to go over the week's lesson, or 15 to 30 minutes of personal development time for you before starting the day or the week. Then the other days of the week, you could hold 15-minute breakout sessions as a team to discuss the lessons and share wins throughout the week, or reflection time. This gives you a 25-week personal development game plan as you work through and on one lesson per week. The goal is for you to execute the game plan, period. However you got to do it, get it done. Adopting these principles as part of who you are as a first responder, a team player, and most importantly, as an individual person. These are principles that you will continue to execute, refine, and utilize in your journey to be fit for duty and fit for life. This program was created as a game plan that you can keep with you at all times and continue to use, just like any other training tool, as you continue to grow and achieve greatness as a first responder. For you to be fit for life, you must put the principles into action. Implementation. You've heard it said before, retention without implementation is useless. At the end of every chapter, we have the daily action steps. They must be a part of your training. Find ways to put what you learned into action in your personal and professional life each day. Just like you train your body day in and day out, you now have the right game plan to train your mind. Develop the right rituals and habits each day so that they become part of your subconscious mind and you can pull on them when you need them. By being honest with yourself and taking massive action each day, you will win. Then in each chapter, you have the winning confession. And the winning confession is your time to speak truth. With each lesson, you are given a winning confession. Faith comes by hearing. And this is your time to speak into your life those things that you desire. It is during this time that you will call those things that are not into existence. Some people call this positive affirmation, and I've experienced great success using this tool. Your winning confession is a lot more than just speaking positive stuff and hoping it'll come to pass each day. It's about you starting to think, act, and feel as if you're already there, as if you're already fit for duty, as if you already are fit for life. There are three things that you need to do immediately when it comes to your winning confession. You need to see it, you need to say it, and you need to see it. Whenever you see the winning confession at the end of every chapter, you need to see it, say it, and see it. You will see it right there on the paper, or you'll hear it right here on the audiobook. You will say it like you mean it. Then you will see it as accomplished. Even though it may not reflect where you currently are, winning confessions are powerful as they build up your faith and inspire creative ways for you to make things happen. You will master winning confessions in lesson 5, the chapter called I Can't Hear You. This program ultimately will change the way you think, your mindset, which then will create the right attitude on how you look at your life and situations so that you can execute the proper actions to get the results that you desire and deserve so that you can ultimately live the life that you were born to live. though it may seem strange, we're going to come at the game plan in reverse. We're going to reverse engineer it. The first thing we will do is determine the life that you desire to live. We then will define the results that you need to get to live that life. Then the actions that you must take to achieve those results, the attitude you must choose to exhibit each day, and of course, it leads us back to the mindset you must adhere if you are going to win. So as we kick it off, I got one question for you. What time is it? What time is it? It is time to honor those that deserve to be honored. It is time to recognize those that deserve to be recognized. The finest, the bravest, the toughest, the baddest, law enforcement officers, firefighters, medics, National Guard, the first responders of our nation, the real heroes of the United States of America. Now is your time to be fit for duty and fit for life. Section 1, build the life you deserve.